Two playoff hopefuls meeting in the Bronx, Indians and Yankees. There's Corey Kluber getting the start. He knows a thing or two about the postseason. So does Jose Ramirez facing Luis Severino here in the top of the first.
Here's the 3-2. Swung on, a long drive to right center field toward the alley, and the ball is gone. That went over the wall right at the end of the auxiliary scoreboard wall in the beginning of the Yankee bullpen. But that ball was in the gap. I didn't think it was out. So Ramirez homers and gives Cleveland a great start. When you have Corey Kluber on the mound, that's a great start. It's a home run for Ramirez, and Cleveland takes a 1-0 lead.
And that was his 19th homer of the year. And what a tremendous lineup this is. That pitch was up. It was on the outside part of the plate, but it was up. That's how strong he is. That was on the outside part.
And Encarnacion takes a strike. Eddie at 246, 30 homers, 76 RBIs. 1-1. Swung on, there it goes to tie the game. It is high, it is far, it is gone. Second deck. Jose Ramirez hits another home run, his second of the game, and the ball game is tied at 2. 1-1. Swung on, there it goes to deep right. It is high, it is far, it is gone. Second deck. Carlos Santana breaks the tie. He homers to deep right, and Cleveland takes a 3-2 lead. Here comes a 3-2. Swung on, and there it goes to left field. That ball is off the wall. I know it's gone. I think they're calling it home run. Jackson stopped at second. I think it's a home run.
They're telling him to keep going.
Now they're telling him to keep going.
Yeah, the dugout was screaming, just go, go. It hit the top of the fence and came back.
I think it must have hit someone in the first row and came back on the field. That's what I'm guessing. Now the 3-2. Swung on, a long high fly to right center. Zimmer underneath in front of the track, and he makes the catch. 2 in the inning. 3 up, 3 down. Now the end of 8 innings of play.
Corey Kluber wins his 5th straight against the Yankees. Indians take it 6-2 the final. 8 solid innings, 7 Ks for Kluber, who improves to 13-4 on the air. Cleveland pitching holds the Bombers' offense to just 3 hits. Here's Yankee skipper Joe Girardi after the loss.
You know, I thought he pitched a pretty good game, a couple mistakes. He made a couple mistakes to Ramirez with his fastball, and then he left a changeup. You know, I know it's 3 runs, and you take those away, and he pitched a pretty good game. Stuff was really good tonight. He just made a few mistakes. I mean, it's odd. It's strange when his stuff was that good tonight that, you know, he gave up the 3 homers, but he made some mistakes. Not making his pitches. You know, I look at tonight, it looked like it was a slider that just was kind of up in the zone tonight that he gave up. You know, he gives up the 4th run, which is probably not a run that, you know, very seldom you ever going to see Adam throw a wild pitch with a fastball in the dirt. It's probably the first one I've ever seen. So, but it looked like he just left a pitch up, and he's been, again, it's, you know, when you don't hit your spots in the game today, a lot of times they're home runs. Yep, really good again. You know, he's got a great combination of pitches and uses both sides of the plate extremely well. Yeah, I mean, that's how well Kluber's going, too. He's not giving up very many runs every time he goes out there. And, you know, the few mistakes cost us. Well, the one's a fastball, so that's not a ball you block. That's a ball that you pick. It just gets on you too quick. The split got by him, yes. He blocks him later on. But, you know, the fastball that Adam threw, you don't see catchers block fastballs in the dirt.
Luis Severino gave up 3 earned runs over 6 2/3 innings on Monday night. He also struck out 9, but he fell to 11-6 on the year. Here's Sebi after the game.
I was feeling good, you know, always commanding my pitches. I missed a couple pitches over there, and I paid for it.
You typically don't have a tough time keeping the ball in the ballpark. What was it about tonight that you struggled with that?
I mean, they have a good team, you know. They got good players. You know, Ramirez is a good hitter, so... And Santana too, so I leave a 2 fastball up in the zone and they hit it.
Third one, a changeup?
Yeah, that was a changeup. And I was on top of the zone, so I was trying to throw in the dirt and I leave it over there.
Are you okay with the pitch selection there, or is it just a matter of you execute it, you're okay?
No, I was good with the pitch. I started to good the pitch.
Is this the kind of team they're so good that when you do make a mistake, you know it's going someplace like out of the
Yeah, of course. You know, this thing you have to be, you know, trying to not eliminate your mistakes, you know. If you can do a mistake, you know, not leave wrong with the plate.
Lewis, do you, when you're out on the mound, do you think of the other pitcher too and that you can't make mistakes?
I mean, my match is the hitter, so I don't care about the pitcher. So I can't match 1-1 with Lindor or Ramirez or Santana. So that's what I think.
This series continues on Tuesday in the Bronx with Trevor Bauer on the mound for the Indians against Jaime Garcia for the Yankees.